From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Saudi Arabia's allies curb diplomatic ties with Iran. Bahrain and Sudan cut diplomatic ties with Iran. The United Arab Emirates downgraded its relations with Iran, reducing representation to a chargé d'affaires rather than an ambassador. Saudi Arabia followed its own severing of relations with Iran by canceling all passenger flights to and from that country. Here is Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir.
We decided to cut off all diplomatic relations with Iran. We will also be cutting off all air traffic to and from Iran. We will be cutting off all commercial relations with Iran, and we will have a travel ban against people traveling to Iran.
Adel Al-Jubeir. U.S. stock prices fell sharply Monday following a sell-off in China, a slump in Europe, and rising tensions in the Middle East. The latest round of global market turmoil started when Chinese stocks plummeted around 7%. Officials stopped trading for the day on the Shanghai and Shenzhen exchanges. The sell-off was sparked by another in a series of disappointing reports on Chinese manufacturing. Afghan officials say security forces have killed all four heavily armed assailants who have been holed up since Sunday in a building near India's consulate in Mazar-i-Sharif. A spokesman for the provincial governor says at least one security personnel was killed and nine were wounded fighting the attackers. Military officials say Islamic State suicide bombers attacked key oil facilities in northern Libya on Monday but were pushed back. The attacks targeted the Al-Sidra oil export terminal. Two soldiers were killed. IS has been trying to push east from Sirte for several weeks to reach the country's oil crescent, where its main oil terminals are based. This is VOA News.